This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the day before Thanksgiving, and we have tons to be thankful for. All politics aside, let's look at what we need to be thankful for as individuals. I mean, the fact that we've come together in this strange sort of cosmic way, I think, is something to be thankful for. I'm certainly thankful for you as my audience. And as much as we want to get the word out, and that may be speaks to success and things like that. You know what? I'm just thankful you're here. I'm thankful that we share a common bond in some kind of way at a level that's deeper than a lot of friendships, to be honest with you. You guys tune in for whatever reason and you listen to me. You send me notes, phone calls, you know, all kinds of ways we contact one another. And to be honest with you, I'm in contact with some of you more than I'm in contact with family and friends, which makes us family and friends to a degree. So I'm grateful for you. And I guess in some kind of way, I'm not going to speak for my audience, but you're grateful for me. So, you know, all politics aside, most of you are the type of people I would hang out with in a minute. You've invited me to stay at your homes. I've stayed in some of your homes. You've invited me to dinner. We've, you know, commiserated in one form or another. It's crazy. So I truly am grateful. Hey, a real quick shout out to TNT, Travis Tritt's youngest son. And he's 14 years old. He turned 14 years old 2 days ago. Gave him a shout out on Twitter. But I want to say happy birthday to the kiddo. And Travis and I had an exchange because his son's name, his son's initials are TNT. And Travis gave his son a black name, which is funny. So I was razzing him on Twitter about it. Speaking of which, we are going to be, so we've got the movie Bleeding Blue that's coming out, and we've wrapped, and we're not going to release the movie for some time because we're waiting on Kevin Sorbo's movie Let There Be Light to finish its run. Kevin's doing some work for us. So when all that's done, then we'll be releasing the movie. But Travis lives in Atlanta. We're going to do an event in Atlanta. I don't know what we're going to do specifically, but Travis will be involved. One of my other good buddies there runs an investment firm in Atlanta. He's agreed to help out. So I don't know what we're going to do, but it will be a special night with friends, and Travis Tritt will come and probably hang out and maybe play a little bit, and we're going to have some fun together. I'm going to make sure that, you know, look, this is a grind. And it's a grind that I've made a labor of love for two reasons. One is I believe in this cause more than I believe in life itself. And I fight for you. I fight for my children, my grandchildren eventually, and posterity, etc. And the second part of it, and probably what should be number one, is God told me to do it, so I'm doing it. And doggone it, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, and if it's going to be a part of my life, I'm going to integrate it, and we're going to make it fun. We're going to make it something that is not just getting up, beating up on liberals, because I don't care about beating up on liberals. I don't need to fight another day in my life. I have fought for decades. I'm talking about in the ring and out of the ring, and I've been a scrapper my whole life for everything I've wanted to achieve. And I've done okay. If I don't go any farther in life financially, so be it. But what I do want to do is I want to make sure that whatever fight that's left, it's done with the idea, with a good heart. You know, I don't wake up in the morning to beat up on liberals because they're there. You know, I'm a trained fighter. It would be like going out in my neighborhood and there's a guy's out, you know, putting out his trash cans. I just go beat the crap out of him. For what? You know? The only reason why I would want to bother somebody in my neighborhood is if he's menacing others in the neighborhood or menacing me or something like that. That's the way I view this. I only go to the fight that liberals pick. But left to myself, I just want to enjoy life. I want to enjoy, you know, putting out my trash can, walking my dog, riding my bike, playing hoops with my, you know, whatever, my friends, that kind of thing, and enjoying family and friends. That's what I really want to do, and that's what we all want to do. And the objective of what we do every day here is to make it easier to do that. It, look, we've got the craziest group of people on the planet in this country. Now, I'm talking about, you think liberals in Europe are crazy? We have the most crazy liberals on the planet. These are people that will usher in terrorists in your midst and dare you to profile Muslims who are, you know, stay away from you, who you know, are praying at the Quran every day, you know, won't even talk to you. And they go, well, you, why are you profiling him? I've got my eye on him because I know people that look like him tend to blow people up. That's why. But they look at you like you're crazy. They will call you Islamophobic if you even bring it up. The amount of Muslim terrorism in the world. Oh, there you go again, Kevin. Mm-hmm. There I go again, what? Telling you the truth? They will try to convince you that letting illegals into the country works better for us. It is better. It'll reduce sex trafficking. It will reduce drugs. It will be a boon to the community. Somebody's got to pick your beans and clean out your pool, Kevin. The pool guy at the house that I rent, he's a white dude. He's not Hispanic. He's not black. He's a white dude. So don't tell me these are jobs that the Mexicans or some other group of people want to do when there's a white dude doing it. There's a white dude doing every job in this country that you claim, that the left claims, some illegal wants to do and only wants to do. But I could go on with their lunacy. We played the what if game. Substitute Trump for any of the people that are under fire. Charlie Rose, Al Franken, Weinstein. What if Trump did any of those things? Kevin Spacey? Name them. It would be a cacophony of, get him out, he's wrong. Substitute anything that Bill Clinton, how about that one? Substitute Melania Trump or Donald Trump for anything Hillary Clinton's done and ask yourself how the media would be handling it. These people are crazy. They want you to believe you're crazy. They're the ones that are crazy. So, you know, I look at, what is it that we want to do? I want to pound them into the dirt so that the next time somebody of character wants to run for an office, we get people of character, not people who will change their mind. Hillary Clinton, you know, she should be in prison. She did the wrong thing with the DNC. This is Elizabeth Warren. Then the next day, well, that's not really what I said. Gillibrand, Senator Gillibrand saying Bill Clinton should have been impeached. He should have been kicked out of office, etc. Then coming back the next day and saying, well, you know, I mean, it's a different day now or whatever. You know, sexual assault 25 years ago is very different than it is today. No, it isn't. It's no different. The only difference is somebody got to them and said, you better change your mind. I wish you could see the inside underbelly of politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
My producer. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. My producer reminded me that I said when I was doing my Thanksgiving thing in the previous segment that we would take all the politics out. At the end, I put all the politics in. Well, it's my prerogative. It's my show. This is my juke joint. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are back. I want to recap President Trump's first year. There's a lot going on. And I know, look, the Border Patrol agent that was killed, my heart goes out to this man. It does. My heart goes out to this man. Because not only, I mean, Donald Trump wants to build this wall. And he wants to build it for the right reason. Mexico has a southern wall that separates Mexico from El Salvador. El Salvador. And people don't talk about it. It's an amazing piece of construction. And so Donald Trump wants to build a wall to protect America, and you know, he gets fought. By the way, many Democrats have said we need to build a wall. Bill Clinton said it, but no, it's the left has to demonize it. So this man, yet again, another Border Patrol agent gets killed, another one wounded. Who knows? I don't know if he's going to survive. But it was an early morning attack against these agents. And happened on November the 19th. and the National Border Patrol Council said the agents were on the ground tracking a group of illegals who then beat the agents with rocks until one was killed and hospitalized. They said they smashed in this guy's skull with rocks, doing his job. Now, here's the interesting part to me is, how much of this outrage have you heard from the left saying, I can't believe that people coming into this country illegally have killed a legal law enforcement officer who was doing his job? You're going to hear that from the left? You're going to watch CNN and MSNBC as they show their outrage over this? Well, don't hold your breath. They don't care. They don't care that a family has lost their son, their brother, their uncle, their cousin, their father. They don't care. It doesn't fit the narrative. An illegal crossing the border into this country. They're all nice, aren't they? They're good for society. Cost positive into the economy. They're all good people, right? They're so good, they ambushed two border patrol officers doing their job and crushed the skull of one, killing him dead, and the other one is in serious condition in the hospital. We don't know what's going to happen to him just yet. These stories so upset me because, see, I'm not putting one life over the other. I believe all human life is precious. But what I do know is this. We don't have Americans going into Mexico, killing their law enforcement officers for any reason. We go into a country and we go there respectfully, generally legally. We respect their laws. We aren't out there killing folks. Mexican nationals come to this country every single day, and some of them have nothing but bad intentions. Gangbangers, bringing dope, child pornography, sex trafficking, ushering in other terrorist organizations and so on. And the left, if you bring it up, they want you to think you're crazy. Anyway, I feel sorry for this young man who died, and I wish there was more we could do for him. I wish I had a bigger voice on behalf of him. See, because the left isn't going to speak for him. Now, we'll have some other people do it. I hope so. I hope people that have bigger profiles than I do can talk to him. But anyway, this I want to segue that into what Donald Trump wanted to accomplish his first year. And everybody talks about build the wall. He's already, we are in the throes of how we're going to build this border wall. And your responsibility as an American is to make sure that when the left brings it up, you say, that wall's getting built. And we just had a border patrol officer who got killed and another one's in the hospital. And that is exactly the reason why this thing needs to be built. So you shut your mouth, leftist. But let's talk about other aspects of what Donald Trump promised. Because it's been one heck of a year, folks. He promised that he would get us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. Check. We're out. And I love when people say, what are we going to do? How are we going to trade with people? How do we trade if we don't are part of a group? Yeah, that's so ridiculous. It's like saying, I'm part of a shopping network, but if I don't shop with the shopping network, there's nothing available for me to go buy. Look, let me tell you something. You could be part of a shopping network, but there are millions of people that aren't. We buy products every day. So the idea that the United States must be part of a TPP, we're the single biggest economy per capita in the world. Maybe second only to Japan. And I'll have to look at the numbers, but it's close. But we're 25% of the GDP of the world. You think we need to worry about trading partners? So it was a good thing that we got out of that. The next thing that Donald Trump did, oh, by the way, and he's still getting us out of NAFTA. He's got Mexico and Canada on notice. And if you don't think Mexico's going to pay for that wall, you're out of your mind. They're going to pay for it. But I'm going to move on. Paris Climate Accord. Out. Check. The lunacy of Americans paying for air is no longer a possibility for the next 7+ years because Donald Trump said enough is enough. Good. Lock her up. Ongoing. Hillary Clinton's making her own problems for herself. Now, Donald Trump came out initially, said he wasn't going to go after her. I wasn't happy about that. But now Hillary's back on the hot seat. Who knows? His SCOTUS pick, that was right out of the gate. Gorsuch. So we got a win there. That's a check. Decertifying the Iran nuclear deal. Check. What are we doing in a deal that doesn't allow us to check these fools out? North Korea, ongoing, but at least we're addressing it. He deployed ships in the 7th Fleet that went over there, the South China Sea and various other places, to make sure that the North Korea knew, we know where you are. Law enforcement officers are much safer under the president. You will find America's neighborhoods get safer under Donald Trump. Now, the economy. That's not a check. That's a checkmate. And we're early on. I mean, look, I don't like putting a lot of effort, a lot of things into the stock market, but you got to at least pay attention to it. The record setting, it's just been a record setting stock market. What can I tell you? The unemployment numbers. You think that's just smoke and mirrors? No, it's real, and it's real jobs. I love it. I want Trump to travel. You know why? Because he's brilliant when he travels, and we get stuff when he comes back. I don't know what the package is if he was able to get from Asia, but it's been miraculous in terms of what I know about it. Two major car manufacturers now building facilities have agreed to build facilities in America. Checkmate, folks, and there's more to come. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else, and it is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
President Trump wishing our troops a very happy Thanksgiving. The president did speak with all five branches of the U.S. military. The president also says he cannot put blame on Saudi Arabia's crown prince over the killing of Jamal Khashoggi.
I don't know. But whether he did or whether he didn't, he denies it vehemently. His father denies it. The king, vehemently.
Search and rescue crews are spending Thanksgiving at the deadly campfire in Northern California as firefighters continue to battle the flames. Hundreds of people are still unaccounted for, and between the campfire and Woolsey Fire, 86 people were killed. The campfire is 85% contained. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Buddy, it's me, Kathy Griffin, and I'm doing what I call a State of the Union YouTube video. So I hope you watch this on YouTube. It'll probably be about 5 minutes. What's the date?
Saturday, November 18th.
It's Saturday, November 18th, 2017. I kind of lose track because I'm on a world tour. All right, so what I want to address today is I'm getting a lot of online hate from trolls who think I've lost my mind. And I'm admitting I lost my mind, so it made me a star in the first place. But I just want to be honest. Like, as far as what we're going through and hoping this is a turning point for feminism and women's equality, pardon me, I just want you to know that at 57, for me, it's not a marathon. It's a sprint. So I don't have a lot of time to be patient. And, you know, I read today that my pal Lena Dunham is sticking up for some male writer that was accused of sexual harassment. And her female partner, Jenny Connor, who Judd Apatow handpicked for her, and nobody's ever handpicked anybody for me. You know, I don't know the details, but my first instinct is, girl, that's not helping the movement. And it's a movement. And the sun is coming out of the clouds as I say that. So, you know, don't be too hard on Lena. Don't be too hard on me. And I just want you guys to know I'm fully in the middle of a blacklist. Like, I am in the middle of a Hollywood blacklist. It is real. I am not booked on any talk shows. I'm selling tickets worldwide, which is really hard when you don't have any kind of a television platform and kind of nobody has your back and everyone thinks you're crazy. But a handful of people think I'm kind of on to something. So I just want you guys to know, when I get home, I do not have one single day of paid work in front of me.
Ramblings of a Mad Woman. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. And you can write to us at kjradio.com. Kathy Griffin talks about her online hate, trolls who think she's lost her mind. And then, in the very next statement, she admits that she has indeed lost her mind. But she calls the people that recognize that she's lost her mind trolls. See, a troll is somebody who writes to you. I've got a troll. I've got a couple of them. They write to you and they say things like, "You a sorry sucker, blah, blah, blah. I can't stand you," whatever. And you go, "Is there like a reason?" So one guy, he writes to me, says he literally called me a sack of crap, a liar, you know, tool of the man, whatever, tool of the white man. And I go, "Why?" I mean, I fired back at him, but my question was, exactly why am I all this, you blah, 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 this, that, and the other that I won't say on the radio? So then he says, "Because you, yeah, against Obama." And I go, "Really? That's all it took?" I said, "So you can explain to me what Obama's done positively for blacks so that I can be all fawning over the man, because I give you everything. I don't dislike Obama. I can't stand Obama. He all think he all cool and stuff." Now, that's somebody you could go, "He's a piece of crap." You know, if that's my beef with Obama, is that I'm mad because, you know, he got ahead and didn't do that. The typical crap thing that blacks, especially black leftists, tend to be part of. And I'm not going to rule out black conservatives. Black conservatives, are, in many cases, are crabs, too. They don't want people to succeed. But the whole point is this. If I'm mad at Obama because I think he's too cool and he thinks he's something and all that, then you could call me whatever you want. I would take it. But when I'm mad at Obama because I say he squandered the probably the best potential to make blacks think differently, to have blacks understand the power and the beauty of the black culture, the subculture that is a part of American culture, and brought us up into the forefront of that in a positive way, I would be overwhelmed with Barack Obama. But he didn't do that. And for somebody to be mad at me because I have an opinion that is based on experience and based on how this man's policies have hurt me, friends of mine, how they've impacted this country negatively, and the bigger picture is how he has ruined the black community by making blacks believe that we're owed something. Look at what these athletes did in China. I don't know whether these guys are super talented or, you know, can make the NBA or not, but here's what I do know. They're playing basketball for UCLA. That's not easy. And they go to a foreign country to steal. That's the Obama, the legacy of Obama. Guys that potentially are going to sign multi-million dollar contracts to do something that they love. And they feel so entitled that when they travel abroad representing this country, representing their school, representing their sport, they steal. And then when one of them comes home, you know, when Donald Trump frees them, do black people say, "Congratulations, Donald Trump, we appreciate what you did"? No. You get trolls like this guy who writes to me and tells me, you know, I'm a piece of crap because I don't like Obama. And I ask him, what other black people am I required to like? Am I required to like Sharpton? Am I required to like the serial killer in Atlanta who killed all those black kids? Am I required to like him too? Who explain to me what blacks I can like, what blacks I can't like? It just makes no sense. Anyway, Kathy Griffin thinks she's being trolled. So she's not being trolled. People are recognizing exactly what's happening with Kathy Griffin. She's losing her mind. And what's wrong with Kathy is she's used to her D-list celebrity antics getting her promoted, making her more, bigger than life. And they're not. People looked at what she did, cutting off Trump's head, and said, you know what? That's not cool on multiple levels. But you know the thing that the left really hate about that? They don't hate that she cut off Donald Trump's head, President Trump's head. They hate that it was a reference to Islam. Oh, I know, we didn't cover that angle because the press doesn't want to cover it. They want you to believe Kathy Griffin has been being ostracized because she cut off Trump's head. Look, Hollywood controls everything that's going on. Do you think Hollywood suddenly loves Donald Trump? They're making a transition of sorts, but they don't love him. But what they hated what she did was she put the spotlight on something they do love, which is Islam. And creating Islam and tying it to the severed head of Donald Trump, that's imagery no leftist wants. That's why she's being ostracized. And she's 57 years old. I don't know if you see the video, she looks horrible. But she says, "I'm not in a marathon, it's a sprint." She's suffering, folks. She's suffering financially. She's suffering mentally. She's having a mental breakdown because she's so used to those things being good. She figured, when I cut off Donald Trump's head, I will have work for the rest of my life. And it didn't work out that way. But here's another interesting thing about that clip. She talks about Lena Dunham. She says, "Lena Dunham, you can't stand up for a writer who is a sexual predator and expect that everybody's going to be cool with that." That, and her exact words were, you're not helping the movement. See, the movement is afoot that says, when a man is accused of something, leave it alone, Lena. And Lena Dunham's trying to protect the guy. She lost one of her black writers to her show, Girls or whatever, quit over this. And also let us in on a little secret that Lena Dunham, who the girl knew in college, is a racist. So the black chick that went to work for Lena after college says, oh, Lena's a racist. I'll get to that in a bit. They call it hipster racism. You're going to learn some new terms here today. But what's interesting is, while Kathy Griffin says, Lena Dunham, you can't do that, it's not good for the movement, in the very next sentence, go back and play this clip another time on demand at kjradio.com, and you'll hear what you'll see I'm telling you the truth. She then says, don't be too hard on Lena. And then she says, don't be too hard on me. Now, who's being hard on her? Who employs Kathy Griffin? She says, I'm being blacklisted. What power does Donald Trump have in Hollywood to blacklist Kathy Griffin? None. Who's blacklisting her? She says, and this is one of the more interesting parts of what she says in her breakdown. She says, but I'm selling tickets worldwide. You try to do that without a show. Okay, well, I'll tell you this. I did a comedy event, a couple of comedy events, our tour, the Reparations Comedy Tour. And I didn't have a TV show. We had to go sell the thing out through radio hits and stuff like that. But what was interesting was she says, I'm selling out. And she was doing this from Austria, I believe. And she says, who knew the Austrians would want to book me? So Kathy Griffin now has to do work. She can no longer rely on the celebrity of Kathy Griffin. She actually has to go out, book her own things, do things for herself, and she's panicked because she's never had to do that. See, you and I, we know how to work.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about Kathy Griffin. And you may be saying, Kevin, why are we talking about Kathy Griffin? There's so many other things going on. I know. Thanksgiving's coming up. You're about to spend time with family and friends, yada, yada. Kathy Griffin is significant for a lot of reasons, not because of Kathy Griffin, but because of the underlying reasons of what's happening with Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin cuts off the head of the president as a joke, and now she doesn't have work. She's lamenting her life. She spent a lot of years to get to where she is, and now it's all crumbling over one incident that she knew would be good. And I talked about it in the sense of Hollywood gets it. By because Kathy said in the first clip we played in the last segment, I'm blacklisted. I have no work when I return home from Austria. She's panicked because her lifestyle is about to change. We're not changing it. We didn't pay attention to Kathy Griffin to begin with. Conservatives. If Kathy Griffin had said on the Kevin Jackson show, Kevin Jackson's blacklisted me, none of my fans pay attention to Kathy Griffin. At least I don't believe so. I mean, we wouldn't make a dent. So who's blacklisting her and why? Kathy Griffin can't understand this. One thing has changed. And the one thing that changed was something she went, this should make you want me. This should. So what I'm telling you folks is you have to understand the undercurrent. Even though Hollywood is dominated, supposedly, by leftists, Kathy Griffin has been blacklisted. Now, it isn't all because of Trump. It's because of the linkage of Trump to Islam, the symbolism of Trump getting his head cut off and her holding it up. That's what ISIS does. It's tough to go against that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I should say it's tough to support that for Hollywood. So they could support her going after and trashing Trump. Look at Colbert. Look at Seth What's-His-Face and all these other late-night hacks. They can go against you talking smack against Trump, but they can't go against you talking smack against things that they are trying to set narratives for. And that's what Kathy did. So she doesn't understand it. And part of it is, I believe, Trump is making an impact in Hollywood. More people than you think support him. They don't know how to say it except by not saying it. And Kathy Griffin's experiencing the fallout. But she had another clip, and I want to play clip 2, get that ready for me. Because it was more, even more revealing some of the things that she talks about beyond the blacklist.
People that want me to go back and start in clubs and do 10 minutes again, I don't mean to be an asshole, but no, I'm not going to do that. I've worked way too hard to go back and work for free and do the club scene again, because this is some bullshit, because I've been blacklisted. So I actually got another fundraising email from the great Norman Lear, and I just had to write back and go, yeah, none of you can ask me for money anymore. Okay, my legal bills are through the roof, obviously, because I'm doing something I really believe in, and I still say the end goal is for younger women and younger LGBT folks or disenfranchised people of any kind can watch me survive and with a sense of humor. So I just want to say, like, I have a show tonight in Vienna. I never thought I'd be able to play Vienna. Every single country I've played, I can't believe that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people that don't even speak English as their first language, as if I do. That's my opener. And I'm very heartened by that.
All right, everybody. Kevin Jackson. This is a Kevin Jackson show. I would tell you I almost feel sorry for Kathy Griffin, but not for the reasons you think. I see this lady spiraling out of control. I'm going to make a prediction, and I don't wish this on her. When she comes back from Vienna and she does the show, she's not going to have anything. She's already said she has nothing booked. She's not going to have anything consistent. And Kathy Griffin's going to get a rude wake-up call. See, many of us have felt it. We have been laid off at jobs in some cases. Like I'll use me as an example. They shut down the division in the company that we were going to be building abruptly. They didn't honor our contract in terms of what they wanted us to accomplish, but they paid us off. So we all left, and many of us were in limbo. I was one of them. I wrote a book and thought, woohoo, you know, my first month we brought in $37,000 for my book. I thought, well, you know, it doesn't replace my income, but it's pretty good, you know, and I thought it was going to trend upward. It didn't. The next month we brought in $2,000 from the book. The next month $1,000. And I was panicked because, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I wasn't living crazy, but between taxes and all the other commitments I had, I was like, if I don't get this income back up here fast, I'm in big trouble. I can't survive on $1,000 a month. So, you know, it was a panic, and I made the adjustment. It cost me a lot of money, and I made the adjustment and turned it into a living, writing books and speaking and so on. But Kathy Griffin doesn't have a clue. She doesn't. And I'll tell you something else. She doesn't want to work. You heard what she said. I know the people that want me to start in clubs again, do my 10 minutes. She's effectively said, I'm not going back to stand up. And her comment was, I've worked too hard to build my career, which is the reason why she won't go back. And that's translated to, I won't rebuild my career. I'm not willing to put in the work at the age of 57 that I put in at the age of 27. It's not going to happen. And so when you ask yourself, why doesn't why do we have people that are unemployed at the age of 40? It's just Kathy Griffin's giving you the answer. She's a leftist. She's not going to rebuild her career. She's not going to do what it takes to survive. It's either feast or famine. I've done it. I paid my dues, and I'm not going to learn something new. Too prideful. No, it's not going to happen. And then she goes after the people that she's helped all this time. Norman Lear. He wants to send me a fundraising letter. Well, she took the time to write Norman Lear back. Norman Lear, he's a big-time leftist. He produced Archie Bunker and I believe the Jeffersons. He was a hit maker in the 80s, the 70s and the 80s. And so apparently he has a fundraiser every year. And if you know how leftist fundraisers work, they effectively expect you to deliver a certain amount of money. You've seen like The Apprentice where the person takes on the challenge to raise money. They expect you to bring a certain amount of dollars into the fund. So they say, we're going to give you a ticket, but we expect that you're going to bring enough to fill a table, and that table will be $50,000 or $100,000 or, you know, $200,000, whatever. And Kathy's going, no, I don't have any money. I got legal fees, blah, blah, blah. While Kathy's problems are self-inflicted, what she's really saying to you is, Hollywood's abandoned me. I've donated money. I've donated time. I've done my stuff. I've paid my dues. And why are these people not coming to my aid? Where are the people I thought would support me? Where's this movement that's supposed to be backing me? Where are my feminists? Yeah. She says she's got a cause. She's fighting for the disenfranchised. Kathy reminds me of Chelsea. Chelsea Handler. You know, Chelsea, who gave up that great career at Netflix because nobody was watching her show. And now she said, I'm going to become a social justice warrior. And she's getting the rude awakening. Number one, it doesn't pay. And number two, you're on the wrong side of it. So Kathy now has a cause, the cause of women. I played the thing earlier where she chastised Lena Dunham and then said, but don't hold it against her. And by the way, don't hold it against me either. I've got a cause. My cause is women. I find it interesting that a woman who has fought all her life for feminism or whatever she's decided the fight is, needs a man. All of this could have been solved if Kathy Griffin had done her shtick and said, you know what? I got a guy. I leave. I go do my stuff. I come home to a man, to a relationship, to something that's real, to something that the left hasn't, you know, made her feel as if it's the wrong thing to do. What Kathy is lacking, all this emptiness, is based on the idea of a biblical principle that you go find yourself somebody that rounds you out in the opposite sex, that will give you warmth when you come home, gives you a feeling of strength. What Kathy Griffin is afraid of, she's rightful to fear it, by the way. She's rightful to do it. And I'm not going to make a distinction between men and women and how people think, but I'll tell you this. When the realization hit me that my book sales were not going to be what I anticipated, I didn't think, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to get a TV show, you know, and I'm not going to go back to do stand-up. I just said, looks like, Kevin, you got to go to work, bro. I didn't look over at anybody in my life that's a female and go, oh, this person will take care of me. I said, I'm going to make it work because that's what guys do. Kathy's afraid and has reason to be because she's about to experience life as a man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.